Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Cheap of you. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app is yours for free, and you'll get the podcast there, too. A lot of pools are going to open up on Monday. They should open up Friday. It's going to be near 90 degrees around
here.
Is
it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
80, I think they said 87 on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, so Water World, I think they're going to open their little gates up there. I don't know
well,
what day exactly.
Well, I bet they will open on Friday.
I don't know. A lot of them, they said
the Monday. Really?
Yeah.
After the weekend?
I don't know.
Saturday.
I don't know.
Saturday?
For
Saturday?
May 24th.
Okay,
all right.
Saturday.
All right. So Saturday, some of the neighborhood pools, summer's here.
It is officially here.
It is here. All right, I got a couple of clips here that Spadil grabbed for me, and that is the Taylor Swift and the Jessica Simpson, okay? I guess Jessica Simpson was she on American Idol last night?
Not last night. I think it was Sunday.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Okay. And people are just all upset. I guess she did something wrong.
Wait, her now what? Boots. Okay, listen, now start all over. I'm lost. So Jessica Simpson was on American Idol on Sunday.
Sunday. Okay. Yeah. And people are, is it her performance or the way she's dressed?
It's her performance.
Yeah. They're really giving her a hard time online. I haven't heard it, haven't seen it, so I don't know for sure. I just know that a lot of people are trolling her this morning.
Gotcha. You believe you started for a reason.
Whoa.
I'm pretending my bandages for fun. You keep playing where I got you playing, yeah. These double D initials were too right.
These boots are made for walking.
Yes.
That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk on the way.
Yeah, what a song. These boots are going to walk on you.
I actually sang this song with the Pussycat Dolls.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's an honor.
It was an honor.
That's cool.
Chris Judd, who was married to J-Lo, remember? Yeah. They just got a divorce. He was my choreographer.
Yeah.
So he wrote out the whole dance for me and everything. Remember, he told me I was like really a bad dancer?
Yeah.
He told me like, you don't put your...
Well, in his world.
In his
Jamie,
world, yeah.
That's not even fair for you.
Well, I went to Jeannie's School of Dance,
well,
okay? In Energy
still.
Illinois, and I wasn't a trained professional like you, Chris Judd. I went to a town of 800 people in Energy, Illinois,
it's okay.
At Jeannie's School of Dance.
Jamie, it's okay. This is one of the most elite dancers in the world that criticize you,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So don't hold it, you know,
but he
just
brought
don't
me
take
around.
It personal.
He brought me around, right. I will tell you. But so it's just a fun song to sing. Like, I don't think she did
it. I think she's fine.
Yeah,
can you still
too.
Sing it? Do you know the words? I'll play it here if you can join
you
in.
You keep thinking that
all right, just try,
told
okay?
me. Well, she's in a different verse than I only sing the first like three lines, whatever. You keep saying that
boots are gonna walk.
Now we go to well, that's
you.
Where we're gonna get. I was getting there. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Ready?
All right.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess You've been a messin' where you shouldn't be messin', and now someone else is getting your best. These boots are made for walking. This is where I get sexy. These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over. You believe you stopped
me for a reason. Woo! That was good.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was good. Screw Chris Judd. Yeah.
You know, it is hard. It's hard to dance and sing at the same time. You really forget that. Oh. So they carried me out on a couch. Yeah. I was laying sideways on a couch, and they carried me out on the stage at the Hollywood Bowl. And they carried, not at Hollywood Bowl. What's that one where they do American Idol? But anyway, they carried me out, and then they set me down, and then I was so scared that I was going to, like, I literally thought I was going to poop the couch.
That's great.
I was scared.
That's a great
was
story.
Too scary. That's it was a very good story. Scary.
Yeah, all right, anyway. The other song is Taylor Swift. Last night. Look What You Made Me Do. I guess it debuted on one of the, what is this, Hulu?
It's called The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, but it's on what, Hulu?
It is on Hulu.
So nobody's ever heard this before?
No, but it's the opening scene of the show, so there's like explosions and car alarms and stuff all over the place.
Well, any time that Taylor Swift does something new, people go nuts over it, right?
It's a remake. Song. Yeah.
It's a remake of
her version?
Her version. Taylor's version, her version of Reputation.
Yeah, but they say they're going nuts. They love it. They love it. I will say it's no Jamie White doing these boots are made for walking, man.
Did you hear how I was so on key, too? Like, I nailed that.
It's no Jamie White. I mean, I'll tell you that right now.
I'm actually looking for the picture where I was singing that, but I can't find it yet. But I'll find it. It's in my garage.
It's official. Shedeur Sanders has signed with the Browns. He signed yesterday for $4 million.
Nice.
Cam Ward. He also signed for $44 million. So the drop in the draft cost Shedeur $40 million. That's got to make you sick to your stomach, does it not?
Well, yeah, because they also said, I mean, he's making a fourth of what he was making at CU, too, with endorsement. And remember, you guys, remember before he went to the draft what I said? That the NFL was making him their guy. Like, Shedeur was going to be the kid that they, like, lifted up, and they were going to make him the guy.
You could bet. You could bet on these different websites that he'd be taken in the top five.
Well, I meant just even they were going to make him their promo guy.
NFL.
The face of the NFL is what they called him, is he was going to be the face.
When the college season ended, we thought he was the number one pick.
We
thought he was the number one pick. And with his dad being Deion, I could see the NFL wrapping their arms around him because Deion was a big-time player for the NFL. And then it just all went to hell within a matter of 3 days.
Yeah, I mean.
He didn't get picked on day one, and we're all shaking our heads. He didn't get picked on day two. We're all going, what the heck? There's a conspiracy out there.
I mean, I certainly didn't think he was only going to make $4 million.
Me either.
You know, I thought he'd at least be in the 20s.
Yeah.
Oof.
Man, what a price drop from college to the pros.
Man, I mean, was there a Groupon or something?
You went from $16 million in college to $4 million in the pros.
We got cheap quarterbacks. Just
click
here.
Holy cow. Holy cow, what a buzz.
Yeah, wow, that's sad.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on this Tuesday before Memorial Day weekend, big holiday weekend. So many people are going to take Friday off. You'll get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, everything off, 4 days. I know this office will shut down midday on Monday, or Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. I'm all lost again.
Got every day.
I'm just so excited for the weekend.
I know. Yeah. Hey, by the way, and it's a really grainy picture because it's a picture of a picture of a picture of a picture. But so just so y'all know that I don't lie, I posted the picture of with me and Chris Judd as me as a pussycat doll.
Yeah, he's a runt.
He's so young there.
Yeah, he's young. He's little.
Yeah, he's so
little. He's a little dude.
What was J-Lo thinking when she married him? He was a backup dancer. And then remember she went to that one ghosty, or what was his name?
What was his name?
Casper.
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 Ghosty.
Ghosty. Her husband, Ghosty. Yeah, hey, it's J-Lo and Ghosty.
Right? Yeah, she went through those backup dancers.
Here's a story here. Have you ever heard of the curse of the 600-pound life?
I have not.
Yeah, I guess the TV show's got a curse on it. 16 people have died.
Well, they're all obese, morbidly obese. Of course they're going to die.
Hello! My first thought when I saw this was, duh.
Yeah.
Hello? 16 of the 100. They're lucky Moore hasn't died.
Well, yeah.
They're all over 500 pounds.
Well, the reason why they make it on that show is because they're almost going to, I mean, they're close to death because they're so morbidly
they're
obese.
They're in really bad shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, this says the curse of my 600-pound life. 16 of these stars have died since appearing on the show. The reason they're bringing this up is, I guess, a 40-year-old lady died yesterday.
Oh, God.
That had been on the show. She weighed 632 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, I forgot the doctor's name that's on there, that he used to be on there all the time. And he's like, because these women are like, I'm not eating anything. And he's like, yeah, you are. They're like, no, I'm really not
like
eating
you're
any
sneaking food.
Yeah,
is there a condition that you could become that heavy without having a really bad diet? I don't think so. Is there? I mean, you've got to be crap.
You know, you can always gain water weight, right?
Yeah,
right?
But not that much water. But, I mean, that's like an ocean.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like people that get on. My son was on a steroid. I was on a steroid too. And remember, my cheeks got all puffy and stuff before the children's hospital thing because of my ear infection. And my son, he was also on that steroid, and he, you know, you get puffy, you get big.
Yeah, but there's got to be a point where when you reach it, it's like, okay, this is a condition. That person's puffy, as you call it.
Yeah.
But I would think that weight would be around 250. And then after 250, everything you're adding to it. You're eating ho-hos.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody on steroids get to 650
exactly.
pounds.
Exactly. It's got to be, because a lot of people put the blame somewhere else. And I would think that if you're over 250.
They say thyroid.
Yeah, if you're over 250 pounds, you got to accept some of the blame here.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because even the thyroid only does so much, right? Like, yeah, you got to have some sweets in there.
I did the same thing. When I saw this headline, the 600-pound life curse, it's like, what curse? Yeah. There's no curse here.
I mean, have you ever watched that show?
No. Oof. I can't watch it. It's just too gross for me.
That's the right word.
It's just gross.
I mean,
these people with these layers of fat, they have to get a forklift to lift them up, put them on a hospital bed.
No, they have to cut out the side of their house.
Yes. Sometimes they do, just get them
out. And then the one woman lost her remote, and her body had, like, attached its skin to the remote.
Like, absorbed it. Almost.
And she had to have it surgically removed. A remote. You just tap your belly to change channels.
See, that just makes me sad.
That's great. All you got to do, all you got to do is kind of roll over, and it's like, oh, I'm on ESPN. Oh, I roll over this way. Look, Paramount. Whoa.
And it's just so sad, like, talking about rolling them over. They have to, like, push them up and, like, clean their backs. And
I got a clip where this patient is lying. His name's Dr. Now
guy
from the show.
I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's lying to him about her weight.
Okay.
Sure. Tell me, what does your eating habit look like? When you usually wake up and when you usually start eating?
I wake up at like 10:30. I may eat breakfast at like 12 o'clock.
What do you usually eat?
Bacon, eggs, grits.
Are you hungry in the morning?
No, sir.
But if you're not hungry, you don't have to eat.
But the doctor told me that if I don't eat, then my metabolism is high or low or something like that.
Okay, let me tell you one thing. Everybody gonna confuse you, but you should never get confused about one thing, eat less.
Yes.
Okay, there's no confusion with that. Okay, now, if you really put the math together, you have eaten the food that belonged for next 4 years ahead of time.
How brutal. I love this doctor.
He is pretty funny because all of them lied to him. You have eaten 4 years ahead of time? Oh my God.
This show almost sounds cruel.
It does.
You know, to bring these people on there, they can't even, you know.
Yeah.
Although they can change the channel with their belly. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
I wish I could do that. Yeah, that'd be a kind of quick, good
there's
trick.
There's always time,
right,
BJ. You got a recliner and a remote.
You're raving about some parasite show.
No, I'm not. No, what I was saying is,
oh,
because...
My bad.
So I keep getting into algorithms. Do you guys have, like, what do you guys have going on right now?
I got a lot of puppies.
I'm talking about ads.
Oh, ads.
Ads, yeah. Mm. BJ won't really have this because he's only on X. He's not a Facebook.
Yeah, that is true.
But, you know, like, you just get these ads.
Like a lot of weightlifting supplements, stuff like that.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of really goofy shirts. Like one that's like, it looks like a cat that's like hanging on a line, you know? And then it says, hang in there, it gets worse.
Oh, you have shirts, t-shirts? Yeah. That's just sad.
Your algorithm's kind of cruel.
They're all kind of dark,
you
know, yeah.
I think a kitty shirt would look good on you.
So I have been caught in this, I don't know, doom advertising about parasites and worms in my system.
So it's ads that you're getting.
Yes. Yeah, I mean.
Why would they target you with parasites?
I don't know. There's these two twins, right? And they're talking about, like, that you need to take this cleanse, right, to get rid of. We're supposedly the only country that doesn't get rid of worms and parasites in our system. And you have to take it for, like, 30 days. And then she shows a picture of a worm. That came out of her.
You don't have worms, do you?
No, but she said, here's what she says. Here's what she says. You eat sushi, you have worms. You eat meat, you have worms. You have a dog, you have worms. You have a cat, you have worms.
Then we all have worms.
Yeah, that's what she said. Apparently. We're the only, I don't know if she's, I mean, it's a commercial. She said we're the only country that doesn't detoxify our butt. And there was a worm, look. From over there, all the way there, it came out of her body.
Well, order some of that stuff. I want to take it.
Because I feel like it's just a poopy juice.
I want
juice.
A cleanse.
I don't want a poopy juice.
All right, so this is the parasite cleanse?
It's just a TikTok talking about a basic, like, juice cleanse. It's not the ad.
Oh,
I didn't get an ad like
one?
That. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
It is about parasites, but.
Okay, all right, we'll just play it.
Do you suffer from itching in uncomfortable areas and suspect parasites? Here is an incredibly effective natural anti-parasitic to cleanse your body. You will need only papaya seeds. So get a papaya and take 2 tablespoons of its seeds and incorporate them into the blender. These seeds are excellent for getting rid of intestinal parasites, leaving your digestive system completely clean. Add the 2 tablespoons of papaya seeds to 1/2 glass of water and blend for a few minutes. Once blended, it is ready to serve. Drink it on an empty stomach and observe how it acts effectively against intestinal parasites, providing you with a deep internal cleansing.
You know, I told you a couple of weeks ago that I'm dying to do that, what's it called, the fasting? To cleanse myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've ever been reset back to the original, like you would have. An iPhone, for example.
Control,
you know how you can go back
control,
to factory settings?
Delete.
I need to take BJ back to factory settings. Yeah. And this might be the way to do it. I may have to give me some parasite cleanser.
I'm telling you, the girl, and again, you know, I don't know. These are ads. They don't have to be proven or anything because it's the internet. But, like, literally, there was a worm that came out of her butt. It was, like, from here to there.
Oh!
I know!
That'd be traumatic.
All right, that's enough. From 600-pound live to worms out the butt, man. Only on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm going to tell you right now, you will not get that anywhere else this morning. You will not. I promise you.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Friends, I have good news and I have bad news. Bad news? News. Good news is that Alcoholi has left the building. The bad news is that, well, Alcoholi has left the building. But, because I love her, and she came here to visit from Arizona, but she's left. And now, do you hear that? Do you hear that? It's my liver going, yay! Yay!
Now, Holly, she left last night back to Arizona?
No, she's leaving this morning. Yeah, she left this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen to it. Listen. Let me put it really close.
You can't take a lot of her.
I'd be dead.
She needs to visit like once a year.
Yeah. Because my liver is just like...
It's too much.
So I took some beef talon or something. A pill.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's a pill that I have in the office.
Oh, cool.
It's supposed to restore your... No, it's beef liver.
Beef liver for your liver?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I know.
I've never heard of that. Beef liver for your liver?
Are you sure? Grab it, Schmidel. We'll read it. It's in the upper cabinet. Yeah.
It's beef. A liver fixer.
Yeah, it's a liver fixer. It's beef liver for your liver. I don't know.
Huh. I've never heard of that.
Dude, I am so stupid about these algorithms. Like, here's me. Okay, alcohol is in town. Beef liver for your liver sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, you get all the stuff, the cleanse, the stuff in your face, the stuff, everything.
I was at this party, and I opened up the refrigerator to put my Trulies in it, right? I was at this party. I opened it, and they just had bottles of Dose, you know, in it. And it was, and I was like, oh, you guys are alcoholics.
Bless their hearts.
You know that Dose has turmeric, milk thistle, and something else
liver
in it?
Liver support to max.
So this one is called, this forest leaf grass-fed beef liver. See?
And that's for your liver.
It's for your liver.
Grass-fed beef liver for your liver. Get out of here.
Yep.
Never heard of it. Known as
the superfood of our ancestors.
Oh.
Beef liver.
Grass-fed liver.
I'm not a liver fan.
Yeah, I don't like to eat liver.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I take it
pretty
in a pill.
Nasty.
I'll let you know how it works. Right. I mean, if I turn yellow, it didn't work.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully it stops the yellow.
Yeah, when I turn that, it's no good. All right, let's see here. What was this about? Oh, Diddy, we already played. Do you want to talk about Diddy or?
I don't think that much has happened over the past 24 hours. Not a lot happened on Friday. Yesterday's testimony had to do with a lot of people just saying, hey, yeah, he abused her. He did this. Really, it didn't appear to be a lot to do with the whole trafficking and all that. So I find it nothing earth shattering.
Yeah. And then the only thing I would say is that they did release pictures of inside the hotel of the night that Cassie Snyder, whatever it was.
Yeah. And certain names are starting to get dragged into this. Harvey Weinstein, who's not a good person himself.
Right.
Usher, his name came up yesterday. But then they're all just related stories where these names come up. So I don't know.
Now, so the fact that Justin Bieber's people said that nothing happened with Justin Bieber, I'm not believing that.
I don't know. I don't know why they would say it if something did happen. That's not something you cover up.
I mean,
I think you're better off just to say nothing.
I think you do cover it up, and I think with all this out there, you do say nothing happened.
Yeah, I don't.
Because we were all freaking out about it, and we've all been talking about, like, this is why he's spiraling.
Yeah, but this is also, you don't let him off the hook for that. He was a child. You just don't let him off the hook.
But I understand that, but Justin Bieber doesn't want anything like that out there ever. So that's why they come out and the PR team says, hey, look, he's cool. I know you're all worried about him because he's spiraling, but it's not about P. Diddy. Nothing happened. You can't tell me in those videos where Justin is a child in the club and he is out of his mind and Puff is just laughing, just feeding him alcohol.
And see, that's where I have a hard time believing it because it doesn't matter what they say. I'm not going to believe it because of what we've already seen
on those
come
videos,
out. Yeah, and them hanging out all the time when Justin was younger and going to clubs.
I mean, what I never did in my life and would never do as a grown-ass man is have a 15-year-old right next to me and just pour an alcohol down his throat.
I agree with that as far as giving him alcohol when he was so young, but we have no proof. We have no proof that anything beyond that ever happened. No,
we don't have any proof
now,
that it didn't.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. So it's a matter of opinion on this. And his people say it never happened, which that surprises me. I think if it did happen, you
no
either
way.
Don't say anything
no,
or you
protect
own it.
Them and you say it didn't happen. The PR team definitely
right.
says it
we
didn't happen.
We disagree on that one.
Didn't happen.
All right.
Okay, let's hear. What didn't happen is Tommy Lee's ex. This, I think, it turned out embarrassing for her. Tommy Lee's estranged wife, Brittany, right? So she was catfished. She kind of went with it. She thought she was flirting with some guy from a band, right? And so she's like, little. And then Tommy Lee got real, real mad because he found out about it. He's like, you're talking to this front man of this band. And so she got busted. Well, then the front man of the band came around and go, I wasn't even part of this. Yep. I never did this.
This poor dude just got dragged into this whole mess.
She was completely catfished.
He's saying she did it that to him, right? Isn't he saying that she's the one who contacted him?
No, this was just a like a burner account.
Yeah,
it was a fake account.
He was talking to her, and she bit. But he wasn't talking to her.
He claims he was not.
Correct.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And he's not saying that she came to him?
Well, when he reached out to her first.
Oh,
yeah.
But it wasn't him. It was somebody else.
Yeah, it was somebody else.
Oh.
So I don't know. I mean, we knew, BJ, somebody that we worked with that would always claim that they were hacked, remember?
Yeah.
When
oh,
they
yeah.
were,
I never believed that.
Yeah.
No.
Like, dude, what? Why would you post that picture? Oh, it's hacked.
Do you notice a lot of that's gone away?
Yeah.
Do you notice a lot of the hacking claims have gone away? Because people don't buy it anymore.
Well, I know, right? Because at first we were like, oh, no.
Yeah, we thought, oh, anybody can be. It's not as easy as you think it is.
Let's hear. I know that Carson is so excited about tomorrow for the $30 tickets.
Oh, the Live Nation summer concerts. Yeah.
Like Air Supply for $30.
Yeah.
You got Kesha. You got Nelly.
Yeah, all the good ones.
Yeah, there's so many artists on this thing. You got Creed. Creed's another one.
Creed is good. That's kind of up BJ's alley.
Some dad
I love
rock,
Creed.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That Nickelback.
Yeah, yeah. You love them too. Yeah. When does it go to when it's Yacht Rock? Like, is Creed Yacht Rock? It's
no.
not yet, right?
No.
I think Yacht Rock goes back. I don't think there's real a
like
time era.
Special.
I think it's more of a sound than it is an era.
I don't know. My girlfriend has all the Yacht Rock albums, and she knows every word.
Yeah.
I was like, where does one get Yacht Rock albums? She's like, Amazon.
So it's primarily from bands from 1970s to 1980s.
They have whole, like, concerts with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yacht
Rock. Music Fest.
Yeah, at Red Rocks.
Yep.
She crazy, that one. All right, let's hear. What else did I have for you? Oh, if your kid is in college, hopefully they are not in college for foreign language because they only make like $40,000 a year. General social science, 41. Performance arts, 41. These are the worst things that you can go and get education for. Obviously, teacher, which it still burns my soul because, I mean, my dad was a professor too. It's like, you know that's teaching like your kid the future. Why are you paying up? You give a football player, I'm going to go on my soapbox again, $23 million to throw a stupid-ass ball, right? But then you give this other person only like $40,000 to teach your child how to do math? That seems crazy to me. Absolutely freaking crazy. Also, religion, science, theology, only $36,000.
There's a kid in Aurora that's participating in the spelling bee next week.
Oh, yeah.
The National Spelling Bee. What is it? Scripps Howard, I think it's called.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there's a kid in Aurora. The kid is only 12 years old. He will be competing next week at a national level to win it all. His brother, who's older, came in second place just a few years ago.
Isn't that amazing how they spell those words and you're like, that had four A's in it.
That's crazy.
In a row.
Yeah.
I-T-G-A-A-A-A-A-A-R-L-B-B-G. What? How is that even a word?
These parents here, man, they have some smart kids. When you've got a kid that was runner-up in the spelling bee, and then you've got another kid that's about to participate, what the heck's going on? What are they eating?
Do you have a little bit of that, Schmidl?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ready, go. Ready.
What? The same activities.
He started playing basketball and I started playing basketball.
Brothers Vedanth and Vikram Raju shared the sport.
Your word is egrotat.
Of spelling.
Epistogramma.
A-P-I-S-T-O-G-R-A-M-A.
A stillbe.
A-S-T-I-L-B-E.
They know a few
by
heart.
What? See what I mean? Like, see that? The stupid words? I mean, that wasn't even like spelled like they sounded it. I mean, like they, the word.
Never, it never right. is.
No.
Get ready.
Okay.
Cat.
K-A-T.
I like when they say...
That's correct if I were going to say Kit Kat. Kit Kat, you had it right.
Right. And whore is with an H, right?
You did say horse, right? Horse.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.